T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
For the world we're gonna make.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show. You're a little over 10 minutes away from your next code word in the Cash Man Contest, a chance for you to win $1,000 12 times a day, and about an hour away from round two of three in a row you go. We have some Cardinals tickets up for grabs. Cardinals, Royals, a little interleague play tomorrow night at Busch Stadium, and we'll pick it back up an hour from now.
It's time for Courtney and Company's favorite game.
We are currently playing at this time.
What? We are currently doing at this time.
Come on, Stan.
It's Bonafide or Bogus.
That's right, Billy. Thank you so much. Bonafide or Bogus with me, Tim Convey. Here's the deal. I'm going to make a statement, and you guys are going to say whether you think it is bonafide, true, or bogus, false. Sound good?
Yes.
Today's topic, of course, mascots for cereals.
Why?
Just because.
Yeah.
Simply because.
I feel like Kevin will nail this. I think Kevin's going to do well in this game.
Because it's still part of my diet? Yes.
I did see a funny thing talking about age of people. Like, I'm so... Remember that thing that went around? Like,
yeah. Saved by the Bell years old.
Oak tree to buy my U-Men pants. Somebody said, I'm read the cereal box for entertainment age.
I'm definitely... When's the last time you had a bowl of cereal?
Not too long ago.
Yeah?
I like to put cereal in the mix every week or two.
Lance?
I'd say probably a couple weeks, maybe.
I had some delicious granola with some raisins in it.
There you go.
Yum.
Sounds good.
And I had some over the weekend because we've got Trix at home.
Oh, no. Yeah. I haven't had Trix in years.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. It's in the fruit shapes.
Let me tell you something.
It's in the fruit shapes.
It's not good. It's at the balls?
No.
That's too bad. Can you even get the original?
I don't think so. Yeah. I think it was like a big deal. Hey, we're back in the fruit shapes.
Is it true? Trix are for kids.
Yes, they
not
are.
Not for adults.
Hence Kevin's eating.
All right, let's give us the first one.
Bonafide or bogus, Count Chocula's first name is Alfred.
Bonafide.
I'm going to say bogus.
Bogus.
It's bonafide.
It is?
His name is Alfred. He made his first appearance when the cereal first came out in 1971.
Bonafide.
Along with Frankenberry
cereal. I'm more of a Boo Berry fan.
Yeah, three more monster cereals came out after that. Boo Berry in 1973. Fruit Brute in 1974. Yeah. Do you remember that?
That's the werewolf.
Werewolf.
Oh, I never heard of that. And Fruity Yummy Mummy in 1987.
All right.
Bonafide or bogus, the name of the bird that's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs is Sunny.
Bonafide.
Did you say Sunny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say bonafide.
I'm going to say bonafide too.
You guys are right. It's bonafide.
Bonafide.
And he just came home. Cocoa Puffs came out in 1958 and Sunny debuted 4 years later in 1962. Whenever we'd hear that song in high school, we'd be like, hey. Did you hear Sonny came home last night? Not a good song. Bonafide or bogus.
Bonafide.
Who sings it?
Sean Colvin.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Part of the Lilith experience.
She got a whole career off that
song. I think when I worked at Alice, that was heavy rotation, that song was.
Bonafide or bogus, the name of the Honey Nut Cheerios mascot is Buzz Bee.
Bogus.
Bogus.
Their commercials are
bonafide.
Are starting to agitate me.
Yeah?
Yeah, too many people dancing.
He wasn't Nelly in one?
Yeah, I believe that's right.
Yeah. It's bonafide.
It is?
What? Yeah, Buzzbee. Buzzbee.
These are all really good trivia questions for a trivia night.
Mm-hmm. Honey Nut Cheerios have been around since 1979, but Buzzbee didn't have a name until 2000 when a fifth grader from Texas won a contest.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, like you could do names of things that, like, you know, the operation guy, Cavity Sam.
Yeah.
Cavity Sam? Mm-hmm. Cavity Sam?
Bonafide!
Bonafide or bogus, the Trix Rabbit, Kev, looking at you, buddy. The Trix Rabbit's name is Reggie.
Reggie.
Reggie the Rabbit.
Bogus.
Bogus.
I'm going to say bonafide.
It's bogus.
Ah, man.
His name is Trix, but the cereal is spelled T-R-I-X, and his name is T-R-I-C-K-S. The cereal came out in 1954.
Way to think. Yeah, really clever people in your marketing department. This is what we'll do.
I've got it. The cereal came out in 54. Trix the Rabbit debuted in 1959. Finally, bonafide or bogus. Cap'n Crunch's full name is Horatio Magellan Crunch.
I think that's true.
I think so too. Bonafide.
I'll say bonafide.
Mm-hmm.
It is bonafide.
Yeah.
According to his bonafide. official backstory.
Lance got them all.
Yeah, 5 for 5, baby.
Wow. Nice, Lance. He grew up on Crunch Island.
Of course he did.
Which has talking trees and a mountain called Mount Crunchmore.
But I do believe I read somewhere that the stripes on his uniform
they're not for a captain. They're for a general, maybe.
Yeah. Or an admiral.
Like Commodore or something like that.
Yeah. He's a phony this whole time? Horatio Magellan has been masquerading?
Like he told people he was a valedictorian or something.
He's saying his name is Cap'n. So it's not like he's really saying he's Cap'n.
Yeah. You know, there. How many times, too, when you don't know somebody's real name, you just say, morning, Cap'n. Yeah. Morning, Senator.
Senator.
Bonafide or bogus?
Horatio's hard to remember.
Your Ashley Home Store weather. Sunny, cooler today. It's going to be a lovely day except for all the pollen. High of 70. And then tomorrow we're looking at some showers and thunderstorms in the forecast, but a little warmer with a high of 75. Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
In Alton, we've got a crash southbound.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.